Hello and welcome to Two Rights, Don't Make a Right with Benny and Claire.
Afternoon.
Hello, finally out of the group chat.
The group chat of two.
Yeah.
But yeah, so excited to finally be here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so today, hectic.
What a day.
When I messaged you this morning saying, hey, do you want to come furniture shopping with Mum and I? Did you think it was going to be as chaotic as it was?
100%. That's the reason why I said yes.
Yeah. Nuts.
It was absolutely wild. I think the highlight was watching your mum try to haggle the price down for a couch. Mm. That has got to be, I will ask for the price of something and I'll pay it.
We don't haggle.
She was threatening to go to other places to get another couch.
First, she sat down on the couch, cross-legged, sitting back, took her glasses off to really give eye contact.
Batter
the eyelids.
She put on the works.
Yeah. And unfortunately, she met her match because this guy
was equally as chaotic.
He was more chaotic, I think. He was nuts. I know everything about him. Mm-hmm. We know his children's names. We know he's got something wrong with his left eye. His daughter's fallen over and hit her head and cut it open. I know where his partner works. Yeah. And we were in there for like 15 minutes.
He also knows where I live now.
He does know where you live. He knows where I live too and where my mum lives.
Yeah, it was so uncomfortable. Yeah. And then I loved that by the end of it, your mum knew. She's like,
she was done with it.
This guy's mental.
She's like, I think he's got what I've got. I'm like, well, what do you have? She's like, I can't remember. She's fidgeting around.
Rocking back and
I'm like, ADHD? She's like, yeah, that one. I'm like, yeah, you've met your match here, doll.
Truly zonked after that.
But amazing. And now here we are, ready to film our first podcast.
So exciting.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's.
Do you want to start us off with our disclaimer?
So, look, we'll give you our opinion, but you better be ready to hear it.
From the wise words of Gina Liano, our queen.
From Real Housewives of Melbourne, for those playing at home.
So we thought that if footy can have a before, during and after show, then so can Bravo.
100%. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something for nothing. I've had an absolute gutful of footy.
We're so sick of it.
Christ, we're nearing the end because there's not much more I can take anymore.
I actually hate the sound. Like, of it, I'm not even watching it, but I can hear it in the lounge room and I just hate the sound of
The crowd, the
presenters, whatever they're called. Yeah, can't stand it.
It's like white noise to me.
Yeah. So I guess we wanted to come here every week and just discuss the latest episodes of Housewife franchises.
Yeah. And right now, we've just launched into season 5 of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Must I say, I've got big expectations for this season, rolling off of the absolute chaos last season was with Reality Von Teese. Who could forget? That was a scandal.
We'll
no one saw
never
coming.
Never forget that. Okay, so we haven't spoken about the first ep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually been really hard for me because usually I would text you throughout.
Yeah.
But we've had to hold it all
refrain.
In. Yep.
Because I wonder if we've got different opinions on what happened and what we liked and what we didn't like so much.
Actually, I've got in my notes, wow, wow, wow.
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 I feel like that was an amazing first episode to kick us off.
It gave me everything I wanted and more.
It made me realize how much I miss them.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt like came back full guns blazing.
Yeah. So, Lisa's Bezos party.
Yes. I do actually have a note before we even get into it.
What?
The dramatic intro.
When they were standing in the circle.
And it
spun.
The editing.
It was just chaotic.
Sorry, you don't see this editing on any other show.
No, like, this was really
Beverly
hyped
Hills
up.
Doesn't have this.
No.
Miami doesn't have this.
No.
New York doesn't have this. Why have they made, like, I must admit, and even the last season had an intro similar to this. It's slightly tacky, but I love it.
It was
camp.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciated it.
Yeah, me too. I do think that was quite hilarious. So, anyway, they start off with Lisa's Bezos party.
Before we even get into that, the scenery.
I know.
Blue Sky Ranch. The views.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Place. I mean, I think everything in Salt Lake is quite beautiful.
Take me to the snow.
Yes. Put my boots on.
Absolutely.
Okay, so straight up, let's talk about their clothes because their outfits, yeah, they were quite extra in this ep.
I want to call a shout out to Heather. Her Red Heart latex dress.
Did you like it?
I thought she looked fantastic.
Oh, okay.
I mean, would I say it's something I would see out in your everyday life? No, but a lot of those outfits weren't. But I feel like she looked, the Ozempic is kicking in.
It's working.
And
that's for sure.
I give her props.
And now Mary loves her because she's skinny.
I wrote a note on this. She said, "You look pretty and thin and thin." Like, really made an emphasis on it.
Yeah, we love that for Heather anyway. So, Lisa, I love Lisa's fashion.
Okay.
It's, I know, it's not very exciting, but she just sticks to who she is.
The white power suit.
The white power suit that she always wears, like a pump with straight hair.
Yes.
And she does, she looks great.
Yeah, always.
In my opinion, yeah.
Lisa can do no wrong in my eyes, even though she's burnt many bridges and fucked up almost every single season.
Yeah.
I love her to death.
Also, the fact that she lost another ring recently. Like, seriously.
She's got slippery fingers.
Get them sized to fit.
Yeah. Like,
crazy. Two rings.
Insane. Within the space of what, a year?
Oh, I don't even know.
Multiple thousands of dollars down the drain.
Crazy.
Can I just make note of this, though? So when the whole party was happening, like as in everyone was rocking up, I love the way how this episode was laid out because it went to flashbacks between all of these little backstories before they got to the party.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was really
so
great.
Well put together. I loved it.
Okay, so the next... Oh, I really liked Mary's outfit. Her Dolce...
I hated that coat.
Really? I liked it.
I don't know. I think it's just something about Mary.
Yeah, I mean...
I loved the drama of it, but I could not stand looking at it.
One of my favourite bits of the episode is when the... Brittany?
Yeah.
Is she, like, a friend of...
She's Heather's friend. I don't know. I can't remember seeing her in the cast intro. But I know that the Bronwyn is an official
castmate. We'll get to Bronwyn in a second.
Okay, sorry.
But actually, we should speak about Bronwyn. Mm-hmm. So she's come in. Her entrance is in this massive, fluffy, red, heart-shaped...
I can't remember what designer coat. It was.
Mosquito?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Okay, mosquito.
I don't even know. She looked like the mascot for the Olympic Games.
Yes.
The Phrygian cap. But that's what
worse.
She looked like. It was horrendous. And then my favourite part of the ep was when Mary and Bronwyn were sitting down and Brittany, the new girl, comes in and goes, "I love your costume."
Oh.
They took so...
Mary
Much
instantly
offense to this.
Made an enemy.
Oh, Mary hates her. Mary, she goes, "Excuse me, this is fashion." Or something like that. She said something of like, "This is not a costume. It's fashion."
Mm-hmm.
I beg to differ. The heart-shaped coat looked like a costume.
I will say that looked like the warmest outfit. No.
Yeah, she wasn't cold.
No. But speaking of cold, the flashback episode... of her getting lunch with Lisa.
Oh,
and she was wearing leopard print boy shorts with a matching tank.
I would not call them boy shorts.
It was literally snowing. When I was in New Zealand, I felt like my nose was about to fall off. My ears were frozen. And I was wearing thermals. And she's out there wearing boy shorts.
I think they were undies. They weren't shorts.
I tell you what.
There was nothing covering any leg. Okay, she looked great. Great body.
Oh, yeah.
But she's in freezing cold weather in leopard print very undies and a puffer. Like, what are you? Hot or cold? It was really confusing. But she's just really into fashion. She doesn't really care what people think. So I guess we'll see more crazy fits from her.
And then when Mary started to have some comments about what Britney's jacket looked like, she got 17 German shepherds, took them to the groomer and made a coat out of it and dyed it burgundy.
I mean, one thing about Mary, she's honest.
She's honest and she's so brutal.
She's brutal. She's mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's it for the outfits. I mean, Whitney's outfit was just Whitney.
Yeah.
You wouldn't catch me dead in anything that Whitney wears. Sorry.
Yeah. I just remember when people say Whitney, I think of her wearing like those leather pants. Like, do you remember she just wore those skinny tie leather pants? And that's what I picture when anyone talks about Whitney.
And I'm assuming Meredith didn't wear anything exciting because I can't even remember her walking in.
The only thing I remember from Meredith is the walk. Like,
her actual walk.
The walk, not what she wears, like the head on one side. She's had maybe one or two Xanax before the party and she's slurring her words again. Like, but I love her. Meredith, I love to see her. And then Meredith going after Whitney about the bath bomb range.
Insane. It just started off straight away. So they started off arguing about the bath bombs and Whitney was like, well, if you were a good friend, you would know that I've always sold bath bombs. That's how I started my business. And then Meredith is like, no, that didn't happen. It was just insane. And they started arguing.
Those two girls had the same beef on the first episode of the season before, talking about bathtubs. Do you remember that? And here and we are again
to the bath
talking
bombs.
About bath bombs. Anyway.
Nuts. So then Andy decides to butt in. She wants an apology from Meredith.
The scroll.
She actually made a scroll.
And you could tell she practiced that.
Yeah.
Getting it out of the bag and dropping
just,
it.
Yeah.
Like, that took a lot of practice for her to get that right.
I mean, but I'll give it to Angie. She is providing the drama that we kind of need at the moment. Mm. And she has been a really good member to Salt Lake City.
I love her. I think she can come off a little bit rehearsed sometimes and maybe really practices how she's going to, you know, introduce the drama.
The scroll was definitely rehearsed.
And Meredith not having a bar of it. She was like disengaging.
No. I don't even know. What has Meredith really done to her? Oh, the whole thing about her house.
The mafia.
Yeah. Oh, get over it, Angie. The other thing about Angie when she pulled out the scroll, the editing of the show, I love it. They like cut all sound and then just play the sound effect of wind. It was like silent and they just played wind sound effects and it was just, it felt so cold.
It's the way how they make these women look even more ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just great.
But when Lisa started talking about how Jack is in Colombia and what did she say? She said that he's loving it over there. He's found bookstores and barbershops. And found two Michelin star restaurants.
That were really cheap, apparently.
Yeah. Like, how is that the end? He's on a mission.
I don't actually understand what he's doing.
I don't know. From what I could grasp out of it, it has something to do with, like, the religion, going on a trip where there's no social media, there's no contact with your friends or family. You go on, like, this, you go somewhere remote and you help people. Oh, I wouldn't say help. It's kind of like convince them to join the church and like help them. I don't know. I think it's just, it's like recruitment, but for religion.
But apparently he can DM.
Oh, yeah, it's the most corrupt, like the whole show, the whole Mormon background, corrupt, and they can pretty much do whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So then after the whole scroll thing and the whole Jack thing, Lisa then starts making a speech. She's like teary-eyed saying, thank you to my friends, like, love you guys so much. And then she goes to Whitney, but I don't like podcasts and we've got some things to sort out.
In front of everyone.
So awkward. And then the gates open.
The sound of the squeaking gates.
Oh, like they horrendous. Make them white.
Who's editing these shows?
It's nuts. And then like Lisa's like, let's eat.
And even like, so she obviously invited Whitney, but yeah. is acting pressed that Whitney rocked yeah. up.
So for those of you who don't know, Whitney went on a podcast, like a 2-hour podcast, and said that Lisa is a villain. So Lisa doesn't like that. So then anyway, the gates open and straight away, Mary is seated next to Brittany. Brittany? Brittany.
It's Brittany, but like the spelling threw me.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got like an I on the end. Don't like it.
It's like Brittany.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Anyway, so Mary's like straight away not happy about it. And we didn't mention before, but when Brittany said that, I love your costume.
The hoarding comment?
They went into the thing about being poor and how Brittany used to put bread rolls in her purse. And Mary didn't like that. Mary straight away was like, no, that's not okay.
And she thinks she did it recently because what child has a purse?
Yes. But then the first thing she said when she saw that Brittany was next to her at the table, she goes, I don't want her sticking bread in my purse. I can't even relax.
So ridiculous.
It's just nuts. I'm so glad Mary's back though, because she does bring a lot to the show.
She does. And I think she's going to bring a lot more than what she did last season.
Yeah, she was really boring last season.
She just sat in a sprinter van or sat out the whole time. But yeah. I think now that she's been casted full time again, she has to bring it. So I'm excited to see that.
So when they sit down, it just pops off straight away. It's like insane.
Do you know there was a band there? I don't think they got through one song without these women.
No, ruining everything.
Going, being absolutely hysterical.
No one would have heard. No one would have heard the music.
No,
because it was just screaming and yelling
from the beginning.
Yeah. So to start off with, Angie is like annoyed at Meredith because
still
Meredith walked away and didn't want to bar of a scroll. They were just talking about the whole renting thing and like the whole house thing. I wrote this down,
the way how they were going back and forth before they even got to this point. And then Meredith goes, you leave me alone. Then Angie goes, no, you leave me alone. You live your life and I'll live my life. Yeah, live it. I do. In your fucking rental.
Oh my gosh.
And Meredith's face, her mouth was just open. Like the eyes are like nuts. Wide open. She was gagged.
And then they just kind of like went back and forth. But I loved that Angie's like, I don't want a renter talking about the home I own anymore. She's really so not a fan of the renting.
But Meredith had nothing to say back to that.
Because she rents. Had and it's okay to rent, Meredith.
May I add that we're in a house that I'm currently renting. So.
Okay, so they're arguing. That went back and forth. And Bronwyn was like trying to get them to stop. Like Angie's like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. And then Bronwyn's like, well, then just stop, bring it up.
But kept going.
And then the best part of all.
Lisa and Whitney.
Lisa and
should I say everyone, Whitney versus everyone else.
So Whitney goes, all right, Lisa, so you have a problem with the podcast. What's your problem? But even the way she said that straight away, you knew that this was going to just...
Off on the defense.
Yeah. Lisa had a problem because she said that, Whitney, you've just spoken about me the whole time. And Whitney was like, no, it was a 2-hour podcast. I brought you up for like a little part of it, but because you're so self-absorbed, you just think it's all about you. And it just kicked off.
Can I just add, in this whole argument, obviously the whole thing was getting very heated.
Mm.
Lisa half threw a drink on the floor, but she had two different glasses with her. Like she was drinking out a glass of wine and then threw this pathetic little cocktail glass on the ground. Meredith not even realizing someone threw something. And she goes, hey, throw that.
My favorite line out of the fight is Whitney. One of my favorite lines, actually, because there's a lot of it. Whitney goes, if I don't kiss every part of your asshole, I'm not a good friend to you. And all the ladies' faces,
vulgar.
Vulgar. They thought that was disgusting. And then Lisa just called Whitney a liar and Basically, Whitney was saying that she's not... What were they arguing over? Oh, the podcast, sorry. But what was the lying? I don't even know.
The lying was about... So she... Whitney had then said, it was repeated to me that you were talking about me or something. And then Lisa clocked on that and she was like, right, either Angie said something or Heather has said something.
And they just sat there.
And it was like a... And she, Mara, fuck the names.
Lisa.
Whitney. Whitney was like, it's going to be a standoff then because I won't say anything. And then Lisa then said to Heather, did you say anything? And she's like, I swear I didn't. And then Angie goes, she goes to Angie, did you say anything? She was like, what part?
the whole thing.
And then
thing.
It flashes back to then.
Yeah. That was what was
Angie
great.
Angie rocking
kept
up at the house. Yeah.
So if the girls lied, it kind of like would flash back to the part where they actually did say something.
Yeah. And Angie was caught out and then they started going off.
Well, because so Lisa called Whitney a liar and then Whitney was like, I'm not a liar. And then everybody just laughed. They all laughed and all they were just actually
one by one went off.
It was chaotic. Heather was going off at Whitney. Meredith was going off at Whitney.
She chased me out of a bar and exploited my vagina.
Screaming
this in the whole venue too, by the way.
And then it kind of... And then then Angie and Whitney thought that everyone, they're going, oh, it's a lot, it's a lot. You're all ganging up on me. But she didn't even address the fact that she has lied a lot.
Yeah.
And then it annoyed Lisa even more because Lisa was like, you even made a lie up that I slept with somebody who's not my husband. And then that's when she threw the drink.
That's right. Yeah, she got triggered.
She did. and then basically Lisa was like, if you want me to be a villain, I'll be a villain, bitch. And then Whitney looks Lisa straight in the eye.
And goes, fuck you, Lisa Barlow.
With her finger up.
so rude.
Yeah. So basically then Lisa said, you need to leave my party.
Mm.
She gets up, puts her coat on, and says, don't throw my trauma in my face.
I'm over the healing journey, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, and I love how Lisa was bringing that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're on a healing journey, why are you being so awful?
Yeah. But I hated how Whitney, just flipped it back on them and was like, you're using my trauma against me.
And then Angie left with her, which was a really bold move.
Yeah. And I loved when they were leaving as well. Like the cameras just panned to the band who were just all sitting there like,
awkwardly.
When can we start playing? Do we pack up? Do we leave? Like what's going on?
We've gotten through one song.
half a song.
And then the ending. This was hilarious to me. Heather goes, I thought Angie was my girl. Meredith pisses herself laughing and goes something along the lines
of... You misread that one, honey.
Yeah, you got that one wrong. It was just hilarious. That was just episode one.
So much happened. Yeah. And I just love the way how it was set out. Like, it was just a dinner party.
Yeah.
But it was all of these little things that had happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And it just tied it all in together.
Yeah, it was
brilliant,
just amazing.
First episode.
It was incredible.
I was worried, that they would not be able to live up to
reality Von T's.
But you know what? They're off to a great start. So.
Yeah. And they didn't really talk about that too much.
No, which I liked because I thought they were going to really ride that for a while. What did you think of the preview that is coming up for this season, though?
Oh, it's just chaos.
I can tell Lisa's put her foot in it again. I reckon she's been the one that's been recording them.
Oh, yeah, because someone's recording.
So I think
you
because
don't think it's
it shows.
Whitney?
No, because I studied that frame when Meredith is screaming at someone in a sprinter van again, saying, you record your friends, blah, blah, blah. I paused it. I saw every single castmate's face other than Lisa. So it can't be anyone else other than Lisa. Once again,
Meredith and Lisa.
She's put her foot in it. Like, come on, girl.
They had such a solid friendship and now...
I was here for them rekindling last year. You know, it was good to finally not see them at each other's throats. But now for some unforsaken reason... Lisa is
Yeah.
Unraveling again and starting to record the girls.
Oh, no. Wonder what she's recorded. I don't really know what to think. I just like to watch it and see how it pans out.
I know. I'm just predicting. But
I don't know what the arguments... I mean, Meredith seems to be in a bit of trouble because she was yelling at somebody in the sprinter. But then also there was a preview of her talking to somebody in a bedroom.
She was also talking to Lisa in that part saying, don't trust anyone in this group.
Right. And then
we'll never open up
Whitney
to
was
in this
at
group.
The door listening.
Yes. So.
Yeah. And got caught out.
I don't know how all of this is tying together. I also don't know how Meredith and Mary ended up at each other's throats. But I'm keen to see.
Exciting
how that
times ahead.
Unfolds.
Next Thursday.
Oh, can't wait.
Well, so I think for today, we've kind of covered the first ep of Salt Lake. Is there any other franchise you want to discuss?
So basically, I'm watching Orange County at the moment. I know you do. You're not an Orange County gal, which is fine.
Not into the OC. I know who they are, though.
Okay, good. So just to give you a little bit of a background on what's happening at the moment. Mm. So currently, the main drama is that Shannon. Do you know who Shannon is? Shannon DeBoer.
Yeah.
She currently is in a lot of trouble. She got pulled over for a DUI last year.
Naughty girl.
After the reunion had wrapped. There's footage of her spinning out of control and hitting a building before reversing and then driving off, then getting arrested for being absolutely inebriated.
Wow. And she's 60 years old.
Yeah. She just as well. So that was after she had a really big argument with her boyfriend at the time, John. Now, there was also another housewife on the show maybe 5-6 years ago. Her name was Alexis. She was fired from the show or, you know, didn't come back for whatever reason. Now she is dating Shannon's ex.
Gosh, really?
And they've casted her in the show as a friend of. So these two are going at each other's throats on camera. Can you imagine getting into a DUI after breaking up with your boyfriend and now they've casted his new girlfriend on the show with you? Can you? And now he's suing her.
For what?
I think he's blackmailing her.
Oh.
Damages. I don't know. Can't remember.
No good.
But anyway, that's the main drama about OC.
Mm-hmm.
What are you watching at the moment?
Well, I'm a Below Deck girl at the moment. I'm going back to watch like old seasons.
Yeah, Jackson too.
Because nothing's been on really. Like,
So I've dabbled in little episodes here and there. Is this the season where the chef almost got fired, but she couldn't fire him because she couldn't find another chef? Is that this season?
Yeah, so that's like the latest season of Mediterranean.
Right.
I've gone back to watch just the original Below Deck.
Wound it all the way back.
You know, tough times.
Do you actually remember last year? It was this time last year when we had... So I know you don't watch New York, but we had New York on a Monday. As in
New York's one of my favourites.
New York on a Monday. I think it was like Beverly Hills on Tuesday, Salt Lake on Wednesday, and then Friday was Miami.
Why can't it be
like
that again?
We had no idea how good we had it. It was a new show every night and they were all good other than Beverly Hills.
Oh, Beverly Hills, the last season I checked out. So boring.
I
couldn't stand it any longer. It's just too late for me these days.
It's not what it used to be.
No.
Just like New York is not.
I love the OG New York, but the new New York, I don't want a bar of it. As soon as it gets woke, I don't want to watch.
Have you? I mean, it's not the new New York isn't woke. It's just a different league of women. Like it's not the same.
No, but the OG cast, I mean, were cancelled because
going in the end,
they were a little bit racist. Weren't they?
Ramona definitely pushed those boundaries.
Yeah, Ramona, aka the Stinger.
And Sonia just added, what is it?
I mean, Sonia didn't even
smoke to the fire. I don't know.
Sonia doesn't even know what comes out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much going on there.
And Dorinda couldn't be trusted near a camera. Oh,
my goodness, no way. Like, my favourites. Chaotic.
Yeah.
And there's no other season like the OG New York, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Just they were their authentic self.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing fake.
Desperate and delusional. That's how I like my housewives.
Yes.
You know, I don't want you to be that locked in and engaged at all times. No. I want a little bit of delusion.
Yeah, chaos.
And, I'm not here to watch women get along.
No. No way. We're not here to check in and watch friends get along.
See screaming, yelling, arguing about the most ridiculous shit. I want to see...
bath bombs.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Screaming about bath bombs. All right. Well, I think that kicks off the first episode of the podcast.
Beautiful.
I think we're done. Do you have anything to add?
I don't. I'm excited to see what happens with the next episode of Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. And
what's going to, I think, isn't Beverly?
It's soon. I think it's October, mid-October, I think it is.
Mm. All right.
New York comes out. In a week, I think. But I know you won't be engaging with that.
I might try.
Okay.
I'll try for the pod.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Alrighty.
Until then.
Uru.
Uru doll.
Uru doll.
Have a great week.
Thanks. You too.